We do not have a quorum, but we're going to begin as a subcommittee. At such time that I see that we have a quorum, if you don't mind, I might stop us to establish roll call and begin. I'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's Senate Budget and Fiscal Review Committee hearing. As we've completed the hearings associated with the June 15th budget package, we now begin the follow-up cleanup phase. This is the first phase of those hearings and addresses the follow-up issue of wildfires. Today, we're hearing two bills, AB 110 and AB 1111, that are the budget components of the wildfire package. These bills complement AB 1054, which was passed off the Senate floor Monday evening. We're clear that Senate Health Committee will convene hopefully as close to 1:30 as possible. With that, welcome Finance. We'll go ahead and have you begin on AB 110.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I should also introduce with me colleague Matthew Hinker, who's with the law firm O'Melveny & Myers, who's been advising the administration on wildfire response measures. So the first bill before—
Matthew Hinker?
Yes, ma'am.
Welcome, Mr. Hinker. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the first bill before you is AB 110. This is an amendment to the 2019 Budget Act that was passed last month. This bill does two things. First, it identifies AB 111 as a trailer bill under the budget bill. And the second action this bill takes is it appropriates $2 million additional to the Department of Finance. This is for costs associated with the implementation of catastrophic wildfire response measures.
My vice chair is on his way, so I'm just going to let us pause just a moment because I want to make sure he is here and able to hear the presentation. If you just give us a second. Thank you again. We have convened as a subcommittee. And you were finished on AB 110?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, great. Any questions from committee members? Senator Nielsen.
Let me pipe in on kind of both of them.
Let's just do 110 first, sir.
All right. Well, I'm certainly in support, but the question is sort of amorphous. What's it going to be used for? Do we know anything specific what finance will do with the resources?
So for these resources, we basically realize there are a number of moving pieces across these bills, and as well as AB 1054, which the chair also mentioned. So we wanted to make sure that the administration is nimble. You know, first of all, the director of finance has a number of responsibilities related to overseeing, you know, in the next week, the wildfire allocation metric, but beyond that, examining the books of the wildfire fund administrator, but more than the specific responsibilities, making sure that all these pieces are working in harmony. This is the standing up this fund. If this AB 1054 does pass both houses and is signed by the governor, there are a lot of new responsibilities, and so the administration wanted to keep $2 million in reserve to make sure that for any eventuality for the coordination, we are ready, and any spending of those funds will be accompanied by a notification to the Joint Legislative Budget Committee.
Okay. I understand. So it's not so much hard doing this or that, but it's the coordination of the responsibilities with all of the agencies and whatever that will have to be involved, isn't it?
Correct. Making sure that the state government can be nimble in response to whatever comes up with implementation.
Okay, thanks.
Yes.
Senator Nielsen, any other questions from colleagues? Any questions on AB 110? All right, he's smiling. All right, we're going to leave it open because we still don't have a quorum. Finance, if you would go ahead, please, and present. Oh, let me back up. Are there any public comments on AB 110? Any public comment? All right, seeing none. Finance, AB 111, please.
AB 111 is a trailer bill, and I should note on this point, a number of the policy changes related to wildfires and catastrophic wildfire response are in AB 1054. The reason the administration believed that there should also be a trailer bill is some of the reorganization changes that are part of the overall wildfire package. The trailer bill is the more appropriate vehicle. In addition, some of the appropriation with regard to the PUC, those were originally discussed as part of the conference committee. And as part of that process, the administration and members of the legislature agreed to defer decisions on those items until they were considered as part of the overall wildfire package. So that's why we wanted to include it in this vehicle. And so with regard to the actual items of this bill, I'll turn it over to Mr. Hinker, who will briefly describe them.
Thank you, Mr. Hinker. Welcome.
Thank you, Chairman Mitchell and members of the committee, for allowing me to address you today. I am Matthew Hinker from O'Melveny & Myers. Catastrophic wildfires pose a threat to California's people and its economy. The legislation that you are considering today, together with AB 1054, facilitates what is necessary for California to assure safe, reliable, and affordable energy, fair and timely compensation to victims of the 2017 and 2018 fires, and continued progress towards California's climate goals, while at the same time holding utilities accountable for safety. This legislation only becomes effective if AB 1054 is also enacted. SB 111 creates three entities to oversee and implement measures to materially advance wildfire safety and to administer the wildfire fund created by AB 1054. The creation of these entities will provide meaningful oversight of the wildfire fund administrator and will result in an entity exclusively focused on the safety of the electrical sector. One of the entities created by this legislation is the California Catastrophe Response Council. The council appoints and oversees the wildfire fund administrator and is comprised of 9 members. The members of the council are the governor, the treasurer, the insurance commissioner, the secretary of the Natural Resources Agency, 3 members of the public appointed by the governor, a member appointed by the Senate Rules Committee on Rules, and a member appointed by the Speaker of the Assembly. This legislation also requires that the Public Utilities Commission establish the Wildfire Safety Division within the commission by January 1st, 2020. The Wildfire Safety Division will retain staff with experience and expertise in wildfire safety mitigation, climate change, emergency response, and other related areas, and will oversee and enforce Electrical Corporation's compliance with wildfire safety. This division is advised by a Wildfire Safety Advisory Board, comprised of industry experts, academics, and other individuals with relevant experience. Finally, this legislation also creates the Office of the Energy Infrastructure Safety within the Natural Resources Agency. The office will be under the supervision of a director. No later than July 1st, 2021, all functions of the Wildfire Safety Division are to be transferred to the Office of the Energy Infrastructure Safety. Thank you for your opportunity to address you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Anything else? Questions members have on AB 111? Questions? Seeing none, any public comment on AB 111? Seeing none, if sergeants could give some of our colleagues a call or two. I've counted, Mr. Umberg, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. As soon as we're able to establish a quorum, colleagues, we'll be able to, I'll entertain a motion on both bills, and we'll be able to go forward. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Mitchell?
Here.
Nielsen?
Here.
Bell? Caballero?
Here.
Dolly? Hurtado? Jones?
Here.
Leyva?
Here.
McGuire?
Here.
Monning?
Here.
Morlock? Pan?
Here.
Roth?
Here.
Skinner? Stern? Stone? Umberg?
Here.
Wieckowski?
The secretary notices the presence of a quorum. I'll entertain a motion on AB 110. Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Please call the roll.
AB 110, the motion is due pass. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Bell? Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Dolly? Hurtado? Jones?
No.
Jones, no. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Morlock? Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye. Roth? Roth, aye. Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg.
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wieckowski.
The vote is 9-1. We're going to hold that item open. I'll entertain a motion on AB 111.
So moved.
It's been moved. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
AB 111, the motion is due. Pass. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Nielsen.
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Bell. Caballero.
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Dolly. Hurtado. Jones. Jones, no. Leyba.
Aye.
Leyba, aye. McGuire.
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Morlock. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Skinner. Stern, Stone, Umberg,
aye.
Umberg, aye. Wieckowski.
Colleagues, I'm going to hold the roll open until 1:20, which will allow us to transition to Health Committee on time at 1:30. And so we will hold the roll open in this committee until 1:20. So, Budget Committee members, within the sound of my voice, please come to 4203. Please call the absent members on AB 110. Please call the absent members.
AB 110, Bell, Dolly, Hurtado, Morlock, Skinner,
aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern, Stone, Wieckowski, Wieckowski, aye.
Please call the absent members on AB 111.
Bell, Dolly, Hurtado, Morlock, Skinner,
aye.
Skinner, aye. Stern, Stone, Wieckowski, Wieckowski, aye.
We'll hold the items open until 1:20. Thank you. Very. It was, and you should have heard my opening remarks. Just, Madam Secretary, please call the absent members on AB 110.
AB 110, Bell. Bell, aye. Dolly, Hurtado, Morlock.
No.
Morlock, no. Stern, Stone.
Vote of 12-2, that measure passes. Please call the absent members on AB 111.
AB 111, Bell. Bell, aye. Dolly, Hurtado, Morlock.
Aye.
Morlock, aye. Stern, Stone.
With a vote of 13-1, that measure carries. Budget Committee stands adjourned.